This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados recorded 82 positive cases of COVID-19 on Monday, but the Ministry of Health and Wellness explains the spike. As 100,000 doses of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine arrive in Barbados yesterday, frontline workers could receive the COVID jab from this week. Haiti gets an interim leader after a failed coup plot yesterday. And majority votes in the U.S. Senate see Donald Trump's impeachment trial declared as constitutional. Good morning. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke. Barbados recorded 82 new positive cases of COVID-19 on Monday. We hear more from Kezia Innes.
The Ministry of says these cases include positive results from January 29th to 31st, noting that situations like this may occur occasionally as the Best of Santos Public Health Laboratory continues to battle with manual extraction in the processing of samples. The 82 positive cases comprise of 45 women and 37 men, and two people also died on Monday, bringing the death toll to 20. They are a 53-year-old woman and a 67-year-old man. Both of them suffered from chronic non-communicable diseases. The laboratory conducted 545 tests yesterday, and 43 people recovered, bringing the number of active cases to 324. To date, Barbados has recorded 1,814 confirmed cases. Kezia Innes, Starcom Network News.
Barbados and Dominica both received donations of the Oxford-AstraZeneca vaccine from the Indian government yesterday. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley made the announcement during last evening's COVID-19 update at Ellara Court, a few hours after the 100,000 doses of the vaccine for Barbados were offloaded at the Grantley Adams International Airport. Prime Minister Motley says the vaccine campaign begins with the frontline workers and the most vulnerable and will begin within a few days.
As we move to roll out the plan, that will involve clearly the frontline workers, and frontline workers is defined broadly, of course, those medically, those in law enforcement, those who help keep the state together, while at the same time going after the most vulnerable in our population. And I give you the assurance that tomorrow, Major Clark, David Clark, who I've put in charge of the logistics of the vaccine program, as well as Dr. Ferdinand, will be in a position for us to be able to roll out and to speak to you about the logistics with respect to how the vaccines will be delivered over the course of the next few days, 10 days or so.
Dominica was given 70,000 doses of the vaccine, and Ms. Motley revealed that she and Dominica's Prime Minister, Roosevelt Skerritt, will be donating some of the vaccines to other Caribbean countries.
As we benefit, we've also agreed that members of the OECS, and indeed in Barbados's case, Trinidad and Guyana, who have helped us over the course of the last year, believe you me, nobody has gone through this without seeking assistance. And therefore, both of us have agreed that some of the vaccines which we have received will go to our brothers and sisters in those territories within the OECS, with Dominica taking care of some, Barbados doing some, and Trinidad and Guyana as a result of the work that has been done closely with our people in Barbados.
Mr. Skerritt, who was part of the first regional joint Zoom press conference, said his country is very thankful for the donation.
From tomorrow, we will proceed to advance our public awareness campaign to include the registration of persons interested in receiving vaccines. I have been advised by the Ministry of Health that we will start the vaccination exercise on February 22nd, 2021. And we will ensure that the frontline workers will be the first to receive the vaccines, and also senior citizens who are at risk, and members of Cabinet and Parliament.
Dominican Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, John King, says the COVID-19 vaccines will be critical in deciding whether Cropover is possible in some form this year. He tells Starcom Network News there's still time before a final decision has to be made, and the widest possible consultation will be done with stakeholders on the way forward.
the situation that we're in now, a lot of those discussions, although they will be online, is still not the same as if you really have that time to really sit down and drill down with all the different people as you would like. So it will take a little longer than usual, but I think this is the best way that we can approach this to ensure that whatever decision finally is made, everybody is comfortable, everybody is on board, and whatever the alternatives are, the same thing, everybody's on board and we can move forward from there.
Meanwhile, with entertainment in Barbados on hold, artist manager Ingrid King tells Starcom Network News that the sector is facing a difficult time.
It's very challenging. We haven't worked since February 2020. I don't know how we're going to wrap our heads around even getting through 2021. We thought this was the savior year, but it apparently isn't, because yet again we're faced with no reggae festival and possibly no crapover. So we're going into year two with no work. Apart from the online stuff, I'm not too sure what else we can gauge around for possible income, but we're working on that. We're working on trying to be as innovative as we can be, but there's only so much you can do.
Chairman of the Barbados Private Sector Association, Edward Clark, says the business community is keen to find out from government what stage Barbados needs to be at in relation to the COVID pandemic before the economy can fully reopen. For instance, what contraction rate in relation to the number of tests. This, as he stressed, the devastating impact the lockdown is having on businesses.
We have asked the same thing, and obviously, I'm at the social partnership, we have asked the same thing. And they see what they're saying, the objective is to try and save lives. I don't think there's a fixed metric, and that's something that I know that Bob and ourselves were asking. But I am still awaiting what's the target. We really don't have a number, a metric that we can go by. So I'm not sure what is the target number they're trying to get. They're trying to get on the 5% present rate or what. So that is something that we really need to have clarity on.
Chairman of the BPSA, Edward Clark. Despite some curfew violators being charged, Deputy Police Commissioner Erwin Boyce reports the majority of people are complying with the protocols.
The majority of people are tending to respect protocols or the directives in relation to curfew activities. So crime-wise, being quiet, yes, there's still little pockets here and there. But I believe that were we to reflect on it, we would extend appreciation to the people who are complying. And we really got to appreciate the work of all the police officers who are out in the front line or in the community at this time in terms of managing disorder and criminal activity and ensuring that the Ministry of Health protocols and directives are followed.
Deputy Commissioner of Police Erwin Boyce. In Haiti, opposition parties on Monday declared 72-year-old Judge Joseph Messine Jean-Louis the country's interim leader, a day after an alleged coup plot was foiled, and they insisted that President Jovenel Moïse must step down. In a video message, Jean-Louis, the longest-serving judge in the Supreme Court, said he accepted the choice of the opposition and civil society to serve his country as interim president for the transition. Moïse, who has ruled by decree since mid-January, has stated he would hand over power to the winner of the elections, but would not step down until his term expires in 2022. However, the opposition has rejected his interpretation of the Constitution and insisted his term come to an end on Sunday. There are now some 23 people who are in custody for their role in the alleged plot. And the U.S. Senate has found that the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump is constitutional, allowing for full proceedings to begin. But a 56-44 majority voted in favor of continuing, with a handful of Republicans backing the measure. Yesterday's proceedings opened with the Democrats showing a 10-minute video of Trump telling his supporters to fight like hell before they stormed the U.S. Capitol. Representative Jamie Raskin was brought to tears as he recounted fear of his own life and his family's safety during the riot after he was separated from his visiting daughter. And that's been the latest here, the 7:30 edition on Starcom Network. Recapping the top stories, Barbados recorded 82 positive cases of COVID-19 on Monday, but the Ministry of Health and Wellness explained the spike. As 100,000 doses of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine arrived in Barbados yesterday, frontline workers could receive the COVID-19 jab from this week. Haiti gets an interim leader after a failed coup plot yesterday, and majority votes in the U.S. Senate see Donald Trump's impeachment trial declared as constitutional. That's been the news from Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp Add Me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news.